Lord, the most beneficent, the most merciful, who is the God of all mankind. Whenever I go and speak, the only problem I face is that the podium is usually taller than me. So I hope it will be good this time. I'm feeling honored that I'm being chosen as a Nobel laureate, and I have been honored with this precious award, with the Nobel Peace Prize. And I'm proud that I'm the first Pakistani and the first young woman or the first young person who is getting this award. It's a great honor for me. And I'm also really happy that I'm sharing this award with a person from India whose name is Kailash Satyarathi. And his great work for child's rights, his great work against child slavery, totally inspired me. And I'm really happy that there are so many people who are working for children's rights, and I'm not alone. And he totally deserved this award. So I'm feeling honored that I'm sharing this award with him. He received this award, and we both are the two Nobel Award receivers. One is from Pakistan, one is from India. One believes in Hinduism, one strongly believes in Islam. And it gives a message to people. It gives a message to people of love between Pakistan and India and between different religions. And we both support each other. It does not matter what's the color of your skin, what language do you speak, what religion you believe in. It is that we should all consider each other as human beings, and we should respect each other. And we should all fight for our rights, for the rights of children, for the rights of women, and for the rights of every human being. First of all, I'd like to thank my family, my dear father, my dear mother, for their love, for their support. As my father always said, he did not give me something extra, but what he did, that he did not clip my wings. So I'm thankful to my father for not clipping my wings, for letting me to fly and achieve my goals, for showing to the world that a girl is not supposed to be the slave. A girl has the power to go forward in her life. And she's not only a mother, she's not only a sister, she's not only a wife, but a girl has she should have an identity, she should be recognized, and she has equal rights as a boy. Even though my brother thinks that they are treated, that I'm treated very well and they're not treated very well, but that's fine if it comes to that, but that's fine. Well, I would like to share with you how I found about the Nobel Peace Prize, and it's quite exciting because I was in my chemistry class and we were studying about electrolysis, anode, cathode, and the time was, I think, 10:15, so the time of the announcement of the Nobel Peace Prize was gone. And before that, I was not expecting that I would get this award. And when it went to like 10:15, I was totally sure that I haven't won it. But then suddenly, one of my teachers came to the class and she called me and she said, "I have something important to tell you." And I was totally surprised when she told me that, "Congratulations, you have won the Nobel Peace Prize and you are sharing it with a great person who is also working for children's rights." And it's sometimes quite difficult to express your feelings, but I felt really honored. I felt more powerful and more courageous because this award is not just a piece of metal or a medal that you would wear or an award that you would keep in your room, but this is really an encouragement for me to go forward and to believe in myself, to know that there are people who are supporting me in this campaign. And we are standing together. We all want to make sure that every child gets quality education. So this is really something great for me. However, when I found that I have won the Nobel Peace Prize, I decided that I would not leave my school. Rather, I would finish my school time. I went to the physics lesson, I learned, I went to the English lesson, and it was totally like I considered it as a normal day. And I was really happy by the response of my teachers and my fellow students. They were all saying that we are proud of you, and I'm really thankful to my school, to my teachers, to my school fellows for their love, for their support, and they really encouraged me and they're supporting me. So I'm really happy, even though it's not going to help me in my tests and exams, because it totally depends on my hard work, but still I'm really happy that they are supporting me. I have received this award, but this is not the end. This is not the end. This is not the end of this campaign which I have started. I think this is really the beginning. And I want to see every child going to school. There are still 57 million children who have not received education, who are still out of the primary schools. And I want to see every child going to school and getting education. Because I have myself suffered through the same situation when I was in Swat Valley. And you all may know that in Swat there was Talibanization, and because of that, no girl was allowed to go to school. At that time, I stood up for my rights and I said that I will speak up. I did not wait for someone else. I had really two options. One was not to speak and wait to be killed. And the second was to speak up and then be killed. And I chose the second one because at that time there was terrorism. Women were not allowed to go outside of their houses. Girls' education was totally banned. People were killed. At that time, I needed to raise my voice because I wanted to go back to school. I was also one of those girls who could not get education. I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn and be who I can be in my future. And I also had dreams. I also had dreams, like a normal child has. I wanted to become a doctor at that time. Now I want to become a politician, a good politician. And when I heard that I cannot go to school, I just for a second thought that I would never able to become a doctor, or I would never able to be who I want to be in future. And my life would be just getting married at the age of 13 or 14, not going to school, not becoming who I really can be. So I decided that I will speak up. Story I want to tell other children all around the world that they should stand up for their rights. They should not wait for someone else. And their voices are more powerful. Their voices, it would seem that they are weak, but at the time when no one speaks, your voice gets so louder that everyone has to listen to it. Everyone has to hear it. It's my message to children all around the world that they should stand up for their rights. And the award that I have received, the Nobel Peace Prize, I believe that the Nobel Committee, they haven't given it just to me. But this award is for all those children who are voiceless, whose voices need to be heard. And I speak for them, and I stand up with them, and I join them in their campaign that their voices should be heard, and they should be listened. And they have rights. They have rights. They have the right to receive quality education. They have the right not to suffer from child labor, not to suffer from child trafficking. They have the right to live a happy life. So I stand up all with all those children. And this award is especially for them. It gives them courage. At the end, I would like to share with you that I had a phone call with Honorable Kailash. I cannot pronounce his surname like accurately, so please, I just ask for forgiveness for that. I'll just call him Kailash if he wouldn't mind. So I had a phone call with him right now, and we both talked that how important it is that every child goes to school and every child gets quality education, and how many issues are there that the children are suffering but are not yet highlighted. So we both decided that we will work together for this cause, that every child gets quality education and do not suffer from these issues. Other than that, we also decided that as he's from India and I'm from Pakistan, we will try to build strong relationships between India and Pakistan. And nowadays, you know that there is tension on the border, and the situation is getting, it's not like as we are expecting. We want Pakistan and India to have good relationships, and attention that's going on is really disappointing, and I'm really sad because I want both the countries to have dialogue, to have talks about peace, and to think about progress, to think about development, rather than fighting with each other. It's important that both the countries focus more on education, focus more on development and progress, which is good for both of them.